Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 82, which is another psalm of Asaph. And this is a shorter psalm coming in at only 8 verses. We're going to read it through twice, first from the New Living Translation, and then we're going to read it from the New American Standard Bible. So let's read together, first from the NLT, Psalm 82. God presides over heaven's court. He pronounces judgment on heavenly beings. How long will you hand down unjust decisions by favouring the wicked? Give justice to the poor and the orphan. Uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute. Rescue the poor and helpless. Deliver them from the grasp of evil people. But these oppressors know nothing. They are so ignorant. They wander about in darkness while the whole world is shaken to the core. I say, you are gods. You are all children of the Most High, but you will die like mere mortals and fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, and judge the earth, for all the nations belong to you. And now we read again, but this time from the New American Standard Bible. God takes his position in his assembly. He judges in the midst of the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Vindicate the weak and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the weak and needy. Save them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk around in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you will die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, God, judge the earth, for you possess all the nations. So this is Psalm 82, a very political psalm and a very theological psalm. It starts off by asserting who God is, that God presides over heaven's court. He is in the top position. He is over everyone. And he proclaims his judgment in the midst of the gods. Now, when we read the gods, how do we read it? We could read this as the gods that people worshipped in the world at the time. Did these other gods care about the poor and the needy? No. Did they stress the importance of loving one another? No. Often, the gods were angry. If you think of the Greek gods, the Roman gods, they are angry, they are vengeful, they are petty, they're always getting into trouble. They aren't looking after people. They aren't using their power to do what is good. But we could also phrase this as looking at those who are rulers, those who are in charge. Those who are perhaps governments, those who are perhaps prime ministers or presidents. They've got a lot of authority over people. And I think this is what God wants us to do with power. If we find ourselves in a position of authority, what should we do and what should we not do? Well, we shouldn't favour the wicked. Clearly, these people, these gods, these people in charge are showing favour to those who are evil. And we see this all around the world when money becomes the most important thing. People will overlook all sorts of horrendous acts to work with this company or that company. God wants us to be people who give justice to the poor and the orphan, to uphold the rights of the oppressed, to rescue those who need rescuing. This is our charge. This is the responsibility of those in charge. And our responsibility as his children. But what do people do? We neglect our duties. Our governments choose money from the wicked over helping the poor and the weak. And so there's this reminder, as mighty as people think they are, verses 6 and 7, I said you are gods, all of you sons of the Most High, nevertheless, you will die like men and fall like one of the princes. Doesn't matter how powerful we think we are. God is God. He is mighty. And the only way to beat death is to know him. And so this prayer at the end is, arise, God, and judge the earth. Remember that God's judgment is twofold. On the one hand, it tears down what is evil. And at the same time, it lifts up what is good. You might remember Psalm 75, which I think also was a psalm of Asaph, similarly explaining that we want to see God's justice. So if you're struggling with how to pray about a government, about a situation in the world, this is a great psalm to pray, that we would see God's judgment, that we would see people saved, that we wouldn't see the wicked prosper. This has been Psalm 82, a very theological, a very political, and a very real psalm. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and goodbye.